Let's talk very quickly about usability testing. There is this perception that it's difficult, it's hard to do. I think a lot of people have realized that maybe it's not as expensive as we used to think, and that you don't need two-way mirrors and video cameras and all of that kind of malarkey. But we haven't grasped how easy it is to do. Most website owners still feel the need to go out to an external consultant to do it. But actually, running a usability test session is pretty simple. Once you establish the tasks that you want the user to do, you identify the key tasks on the site you want them to complete, you then present that to a group of users. So you basically only have three roles when facilitating a usability session. You encourage the tester to keep communicating. So many users have this habit of sitting in silence, struggling with the site, unless you encourage them to speak. So it's your job to challenge users to think aloud. And you can do that by asking open-ended questions that can't be answered with a simple yes or no. Constantly ask the user what they're thinking and question their choices. The second part of your job is to intervene when necessary. This is... There is a perception that a facilitator should never intervene to help a struggling tester. The idea is counterproductive, really. It's not actually that useful. If a user is completely stuck, then you need to show them how to continue. And this provides them the opportunity to discuss why they were stuck, why they couldn't see the way forward, but also gives them a chance to move on to other issues deeper within the site. The final job as a facilitator, someone running a usability test session, is to lead the user through that script, that set of tasks. So it always pays to prepare your script beforehand and outline the kind of things you intend to cover and the tasks that you want them to do. It's your role as a facilitator to guide that user through that script. And it really is that simple. It's not complicated to run usability testing, and really, if you're a website owner, you should be doing it as often as possible, just as a sanity check. Grab somebody, can be anybody, three people. In a morning, you can get them to look through that, through your site. So that's something like half a day every month, maybe. That's what Steve Krug recommends in his recent book, and I think it's damn good advice.